Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It's a very Adam and Dave Saturday. Welcome to the Saturday Mailbag, everybody. We are coming at you at about 5 p.m. Eastern on September 14th on Friday. But you, of course, are listening to this on Saturday. If you're listening to it on Sunday, like after kickoff, you know, you can just stop. But, you know, I think you're listening on Saturday. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
What's going on, Adam? Ready to get into these injuries and what's happening around the league while answering mailbag questions?
Oh, yeah. And the email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We have trades. We have ad drops. And we, of course, have a lot of start or sit. I've got some tweets in there as well. But, yeah, Devontae Freeman's out. Leonard Fournette is questionable. Joe Mixon could need arthroscopic surgery. That obviously doesn't matter for week two, but it will matter going forward. And yeah, just a few quick things to promote. If you are listening to this podcast, you're like, man, I need more Adam and Dave. I need to hear these guys even more. I'm having withdrawals. 10 p.m. Eastern until midnight Eastern tonight. CBS Sports Radio, Dave and I are hosting Ion Fantasy Football. You can call us up and tell us how much you love us. We love that.
Or just ask a fantasy.
Or just, fine. Ion Fantasy Football, it's on Sirius XM, it's on CBS Sports Radio, it's on CBSSportsRadio.com, blah, blah, blah. Fantasy Football today is Monday through Friday, noon Eastern on CBSSports.com, on CBS Sports HQ. Make sure you have HQ. Download the CBS Sports app and watch HQ. It's all free. It's 24/7 streaming. It's sports news, highlights, scores. It's kind of like what we grew up watching. Stuff you're going to absolutely love as a sports fan. And finally, if you want to watch your local CBS game this weekend and you just can't do it on TV, you're at Aunt Bessie's house and she doesn't have the game on, well, you can go to cbs.com/NFL. And you can watch, you can start your free trial there, but you can watch your CBS game on your laptop, on your mobile device, whatever. I watch it every week on my laptop, cbs.com/NFL. Dave Richard, Devontae Freeman is out. Tevin Coleman is ranked where?
Tevin Coleman is ranked as a top, let's see if I can get it exactly right here, 15 running back.
All right.
In week two.
It is a tough matchup. But he's going to get so much work.
That's the point. And we know that when he's gotten the work before, he's done well with it. I know that Ito Smith might be a little bit of a factor in this run game. But honestly, he's been good at inside the red zone near the goal line for plenty of numbers over his past couple of seasons. And I think this is kind of an audition for him. This is a chance for him to show his coaches, hey, I'm the best running back in Atlanta. This is how we should get it done. Let me be the lead running back. It is a tough matchup, but I think a lot of things are in his favor. I think his offensive line is going to be okay. Obviously, the workload is the biggest thing, and I think Carolina's offense could put its defense in a little bit of trouble, and that could certainly help Coleman get some extra work. I think the Falcons win the game, so Coleman is someone who I think people should pretty much lock in the lineups as a number two fantasy running back.
And he had two tough matchups in three games without Freeman last year. Dallas, tough matchup. Not 100% sure. Actually, I don't think, though. I don't think Dallas had Sean Lee in that game. But he had 20 carries and 14 fantasy points. Seattle, tough matchup. He had 11 fantasy points on 20 carries. Tampa Bay, 19 carries, 21 fantasy points. So you are going to start Tevin Coleman. If Leonard Fournette is out, are you going to like Coleman or Yeldon better?
I'm going to go Coleman over Yeldon.
Okay. You have Coleman just ahead of Alfred Morris and Lamar Miller and LeSean McCoy. Ben Roethlisberger practiced, so he's good to go, right?
He looks like he's going to go. He's listed as questionable, but I think the Steelers know that he's going to play.
Aaron Rodgers, what's happening?
They didn't even have a practice on Friday. They're going to have one on Saturday. It's expected that Rodgers will maybe be limited in that practice. That's one, just to be safe, you want to keep an eye on. Okay. Hopefully it's a non-issue and they say he's going to be fine and you'll get him in the lineups just as normal.
Eric Berry likely out this week. That's more good news for Roethlisberger. Leonard Fournette has not practiced this week. He's listed as questionable, and we'll find out, but it's a 4 o'clock game, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't like Fournette's chances. 3 days without practicing, an old-school coach. I'm thinking it's a long shot that he plays.
Okay. What else we got here? A lot, actually. Tennessee is going to be... All right, Tennessee's offense looks like a mess. They're going to be without both starting offensive tackles against Houston, who they have pretty solid edge rushers. They have Blaine Gabbert and Marcus Mariota both going to play potentially this week. It's a mess, and definitely losing my enthusiasm for Corey Davis.
Do you know how many touchdowns Marcus Mariota has thrown against the Texans?
No, I don't.
Take a guess. Throw a number out there.
3.
Lower.
1.
1.
What?
3 games, 1 passing touchdown, 3 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not banking on that. Mariota's not going to have a great game. I don't think he's had more than 202 yards in any game against Houston in his life.
What about Corey Davis?
Don't love him. Flex play at best.
Joe Mixon couldn't eat arthroscopic surgery on his knee, which he heard on Thursday night, so Gio Bernard, pick him up. Gio did pretty well when Mixon was out.
He could end up being the number one waiver claim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he's in the leagues that he's still available in.
I think he's available in about half our leagues. I'll check right now, Giovanni.
I got it right here in front of me. He is available in 59%
hey now.
Of CBS Sports leagues.
How about that? Travis Benjamin did not practice. Maybe a little bit better news for the Williams brothers for Los Angeles at Buffalo. Carolina guard Trey Turner's out. DeSean Jackson is expected to play. Does that give you pause with Chris Godwin?
Yeah, it has to, because now we're talking about another mouth to feed in that offense, and certainly a couple of targets that can get away from Godwin. I think they like him in the red zone, and they like DeSean Jackson out of the red zone. This is not a great matchup for either receiver if they're both playing. If one is out, the other one does step up and is an interesting flex.
Corey Davis or Chris Godwin?
Ooh, and that's with DeSean Jackson playing?
Yeah.
I don't love either one. I really don't. I think I would lean toward Godwin, but I'm not loving either one.
Well, Marquise Goodwin missed practice on Friday. If he doesn't play, would you go with Garcon over those guys?
In PPR, you might be able to talk me into it. Probably, it's probably really close between Davis and Garcon. I think Davis could end up still. He had 13 targets last week. I doubt they get away from that. I think they're going to still try and give him opportunities to make plays after the catch, but what he does with the catches, I don't think amounts to a whole lot.
Yeah,
I'm nervous to start him.
Who?
Davis.
Yeah, yeah. No, me too. I mean, just because of the Mariota and Gabbert situation. But what's not to like about Pierre Garcon if Marquise Goodwin's out?
I think Garoppolo's going to use everybody. Okay. I think Garcon in PPR is a lot safer than non-PPR. You know, he's got a floor of 40 yards. So it's not somebody that I'm excited about. Dante Pettis is going to be the deep threat. George Kittle is going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah.
Breida should catch more than one pass.
I have Kittle in FanDuel. I have Kittle in FanDuel.
A lot of people do. I do, too.
I'm sure.
I have him on DraftKings.
I have a pretty chalky lineup. We'll talk about that. Will Fuller is expected to play. Oh, big news. Marlon Mack practiced in full, Dave.
He did. I think if you're really thin at running back, you can put him in your lineup. I've got him ranked ahead of Phillip Lindsay, Tariq Cohen, Jamal Williams.
Yeah, that was the one. I have to make that call. Marlon Mack or Jamal Williams.
Go with the upside of Mack, because I don't like the matchup for Jamal Williams. Here's the deal. Vikings allowed 3.7 yards per carry last week. Last season, they allowed 3.6 yards per carry. And against Jamal Williams, when he played, 3.7 yards per carry. Whether Rodgers plays or not, I think it's a bad, bad situation for him. The matchup is almost better for Ty Montgomery. PPR, you can go Montgomery over Williams.
Ooh, okay. Darren Sproles is out. Any interest in Corey Clement, pardon me.
Desperation type play. You know, I'll take Marlon Mack and his, you know, let's say that he gets around 10, 12 touches. I'll take that ahead of Clement and his 8 to 10 touches.
Devontae Parker is questionable with a finger injury. And Hunter Henry was doing sprints at practice, giving us some hope that he might be able to return later this year. Let's read some emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This is from Sam. I foolishly got both Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson at 10-team PPR league. I'm concerned that offense isn't good enough for them each to have good games week after week. I have good running back depth. I'm looking to shop either of those guys, Johnson or Fitzgerald, preferably Fitzgerald. Who should I target as a buy low wide receiver? I tried Fitz and Goodwin for Hilton, but to no avail.
Yeah, you're not going to get that for Larry Fitzgerald after what was a decent game for him in PPR.
It's a normal game. I think, Sam, I think you're wrong. Like, I think that
I'm with you, Adam.
Right? I don't think they're going to have a very good offense, but I do think that both David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald can be good, and that's it. But that's who they have. Those are their guys. Right?
Volume, baby.
Yeah, you are selling low on Larry Fitzgerald, so 7 for 70 is not that bad of a game, if that's what
right? The baseline is 15 fantasy PPR points.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, and he got you 14. It's like getting 9 in non-PPR.
7 for 76, not a bad game.
Yeah, it's about as close as you can get.
Gas Money Bob from Chicago, Illinois. Dear Dan, Eric, Hank, and Liam. Dan, Eric, Hank, and Liam. Dynasty?
The old soap or drama.
Maybe.
I don't know why I called it a soap.
I'm wondering if that's true. That's what the Googles say. Trying to figure out, should I start Mahomes or Russell Wilson?
I've got him back-to-back in my rankings. They're both in the top 10. I'm going to go with Wilson. I think that's going to be how the Seahawks have to move the football against Chicago.
And this is from Farvland. Oh, Sean from Farvland, Mississippi. Hey, Bruce, Barry, Clark, and Hal. I don't know who Hal is, but these are usually superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, Barry, Clark, Kent. I don't know. Would you drop any of the following for Breida in PPR? Would you drop any of these guys for Breida? Carlos Hyde, Kerryon Johnson, Peyton Barber, and that's it. Hyde, Kerryon Johnson, Peyton Barber.
Nope.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Who am I supposed to throw back?
Not Hyde.
Definitely not Hyde. You know, the problem is I don't want to give up on Kerryon Johnson or who's the other running back?
Peyton Barber.
I'm not giving up on them after one game.
It's not
I'm
that,
not going to give up on them after two games.
Breida, it's not. You don't have to give up on them to like Breida in PPR.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Breida's going to split carries. He's not guaranteed a ton of catches. That was proven last week. How about this? Here's a stat you'll like.
Okay.
Red zone snaps for the 49ers running backs last week. Alfred Morris had 13, including 6 after his goal line gaff. Breida had 1.
So, yeah. Right. Right now, that's the case. I wonder, though, what do you think about, because we all look at Kerryon Johnson as a guy who's going to take over that role.
What, right. So why are you throwing him?
Because I also think that Breida has a chance to take over the role. Because he's just better than Morris.
Mm.
You don't feel that?
Yeah. Do I think he's the better talent? Yes. Do I think the coaches will trust him enough to put Alf on the bench for the, you know, the remainder of the season?
No.
I think that's
not
a stretch.
The bench, just,
they're both going to split. The problem with Johnson and Breida is that they are both going to take away from each other. The one nice thing about Kerryon Johnson is if he gets the opportunity to work the goal line, I think he'll be pretty good at it.
Okay.
If Breida does, I'm not so sure he's got the power to barrel through.
From Julian in Cape Coral, Florida, start 2, 1 wide receiver and 1 flex. So let's pick a receiver first. PPR, Cup, Cooper, Godwin. Cup, Amari Cup. Cooper, Chris Godwin.
Cup.
And then flex, Royce Freeman, Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin.
Freeman.
From Kevin.
Now that's putting the screws to Amari Cooper there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's bad track record against Denver. Touchdown only leagues, he's actually been pretty good against Denver. Never had double digit fantasy points ever in his life against the Broncos. 13 is the max in PPR.
Wow. From Kevin, Andrew Luck or Alex Smith?
I'm going Luck. I think he throws more than Smith.
Also, Crowell, Breida, or Yeldon?
Yeldon.
And this, and obviously that would change if Fournette plays. No name here, Dave. Who's it from?
Andy.
Hey, Donald, Mac, Smith, and Bell.
Those are
holdouts.
Donald,
holdouts.
Yes, they are.
Would you try to buy low from the Bell owner if you've got running back depth? I've got Kamara, Collins, Ingram. Wow, Kamara, Collins, Ingram, Burkhead, and Connor. as the Connor owner with Kamara, Ingram, and Burkhead also, would you give up Alex Collins for Le'Veon Bell?
Yes, I would.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think the Bell owner would accept.
I tend to agree. From Ben. Where's Ben from?
Ben is from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hey, John, Hans, Agent Johnson, and Agent Johnson.
That's from the movie Die Hard.
Die Hard. I have David Njoku. Should I play him or drop him for Ebron or OJ Howard?
I like Ebron better, so if that's the only guy you can cut to get Ebron, then go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
If you've got a real crappy player on your bench, you can carry two tight ends. It's okay.
From Chad, dear Mickey Newman, Bob, and Genderson. Mickey Newman, Bob, and Genderson.
That's not Die Hard.
I don't know what that is. Do you?
Nope.
Is it maybe Henderson? Mickey Newman, Bob, and Genderson. I'm just going to say those are roles played by the actor who plays Newman. Half point PPR.
Wayne Knight, by the way, is
Wayne Knight. You're right. What are we doing here? I don't see a question.
Genderson.
Pick one. I'll just make up a question. Nelson Aguilar, Corey Davis, Kenny Stills.
Stills.
And Carlos Hyde, Eckler, or Drake?
Drake.
All right. And SeatGeek or any other ticketing app?
The last one I used and the one that I had the most success with was SeatGeek.
Yeah, you're damn right it was, because SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game all season long. You got to get there. You got to be there in person. It's wonderful to sit home and listen to podcasts or watch TV, but go out there and go to a game, go to a concert, go to comedy, go to a theater, and see some live action and get there with the SeatGeek app, where every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. I retweeted someone today, and I'm gonna try to find the tweet actually on the spot here. I forgot about this one. I found it. There it is. So it was a great tweet. It was from Phil from Maryland, and Phil said, "Boom! Just bought my tickets to Packers versus Redskins on SeatGeek. I used my CBS Fantasy code last year, but I still enjoy using the app to find my best value seating options." That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you use the code FFT, and you'll get $20 off, right? And that's wonderful. $20 off your first purchase. What happens after you use that code? You're going to keep coming back to SeatGeek, because I'm telling you, this website, this app will get you the best prices by searching multiple sites and finding the best deals for you. So download the SeatGeek app and use the code FFT. If you haven't used the code before, FFT will get you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. And after that, you're still going to use the app because it's still inexpensive and easy to use. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets. Back to you guys. Back to the emails. From Mike. Mike is from where, Dave?
Mike is from Plano, Texas.
Dear Will, Chucky, Morgan, and Billy. Will, Chucky, Morgan, and Billy. Now, he told us what it is, but I never would have gotten it. It's Goodwill Hunting. 12-team standard league, no PPR. Who is the better stash rest of season? Anthony Miller, Brandon Marshall, Philip Dorsett, or Dante Pettis?
Would you believe that it's Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, I couldn't. He sent this to me, and I was responding, and I was like, gosh, it's between Miller and Marshall for me, and I just don't know. I'm going to have to read it on the air. I need
the reason why
opinion.
It's Marshall is because he's got the chance to make an impact now. Whereas Miller, you're waiting. And you're also hoping on Mitchell Trubisky allowing him to make that impact.
Yeah.
Wilson's doing it. And the one other thing that I realized is Wilson kind of has his favorites in the red zone. You look at Doug Baldwin, Jimmy Graham last year. Other guys have been in it in the past. Who does he have now? You want to know who it was last week?
Brandon Marshall. Who
it was last week, because we already answered it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Three red zone targets, one touchdown, another one called back by penalty. And a third one on top of that.
That's
from
half
of the targets he had.
This is from Mark. Dear some combination of guys who only field questions that are about James Conner. I am the Rodgers owner. I would never draft a second QB behind Aaron Rodgers, but with his injured leg, how aggressive should I be in rostering a solid backup?
Does he mention the size of his league?
No.
If it's 14 teams or more, I would get fairly aggressive. 12 or less, just keep an eye on the waiver wire. Use the waiver wire as your extended bench.
There it is.
Unlimited space, all kinds of names and possibilities. Go ahead and pluck one or two names from there in your mind and just pretend that they're on your bench as it is. And when the time comes, if you need a quarterback, hopefully you don't, because Aaron Rodgers is good, you can go and get one off the waivers and you'll live your life with happiness and joy forever.
Very nice. Rich from the Motor City says, stay classy. And he says, dear Marty, Ruth, Buddy, and Darlene. So this is Ozarks?
I've heard things about this show.
Yeah, Heath likes it. I've never seen it.
Me either.
Big Ben was dropped, and now I have a tough decision to make. Do I start Ben over Cam Newton? 4 point per passing touchdown.
No, that's not a tough decision. Go with it.
Yeah,
Big Ben it is.
Do it. It's not tough. This is from, I have no idea how to pronounce this. Raiderinian. Kerryon Johnson is available. Should I drop Lindsey, Carson, Anunua, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Will Fuller, or Sterling Shepard?
If your receiver depth is fine, you can let go of Shepard.
Yeah. Chris from the most well-known city in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wouldn't that be San Francisco?
I think so. Unless it's like Bay Area, California. But I'd say it's San Francisco.
Could be the town.
Dear Ruben, Patrick, Navarro, and Chris.
Those sound like 49ers.
You got it. I need a wide receiver, a running back, and a flex in a 12-team PPR league. James White, Chris Thompson, pick one.
I like Thompson.
Oh, okay. Marvin Jones, Quincy Anunua, pick one, PPR.
Anunua.
Now a flex, James White or Marvin Jones?
I'm going to go with Jones. Not going to totally give up on him just because he didn't catch any of his three deep targets or three end zone targets last week.
And do we know what's going on with the Patriots running backs?
Rex Burkhead is questionable. Shocker that the Patriots would list somebody who might not play as questionable. They did the same with Sony Michel. So I would imagine one of those two guys will be up on Sunday along with James White.
All right.
I like White better in PPR no matter who he is sharing that backfield with.
This is an email from Will in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Dear Debo, Jake, Will, and Rico. Debo, Jake, Will, and Rico. Oh, that looks like something we would never get. Those look like South Carolina Gamecocks. Who would you would you trade for Bell in a PPR? I have McCaffrey, Coleman, Breida, and Eckler. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we'd trade him. I don't know. Would you trade McCaffrey for Bell?
No.
Any of the other guys are obvious ones. But, yeah, I mean, yes, we would trade for him. But, what's the best player you're willing to give up one-for-one for Le'Veon Bell?
One-for-one for Le'Veon Bell. Right now, it might be somebody like Carlos Hyde. Especially after coming off of a game where he scored a touchdown.
Well, you did say Alex Collins.
Yeah, sure.
So that's
he's there. Better than Hyde.
So somewhere in the like mid third round of the draft range.
Okay.
Maybe. Is that fair?
I mean, Hyde was past that point.
No, but I'm Collins.
The name. So there was a trade that we talked about on FFT. Somebody gave up Lamar Miller and Julian Edelman for Le'Veon Bell. And I think getting Miller and Edelman is a great haul in exchange for Le'Veon Bell at this point, because we just don't know. No one knows when he's going to come back. And so I was thinking in my mind, would I give up Lamar Miller straight up for Le'Veon Bell? And it depends on the makeup of your team. If you've got a lot of running back depth already and you can afford to part with him, then sure. But if you can't and you don't have that running back depth, then you can't take the risk. Remember, there's also a chance here that Le'Veon Bell comes back and tells the Steelers, okay, I'm ready. And they say, you didn't put team first. You put yourself first.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on the exempt list for 2 more weeks. And then when you do come back, you're going to split carries with James Conner.
That's what I'm more worried about. I'm not so sure. I'm not worried about the exempt list. I think that would be like union grievance.
That would be petty.
Total headache. And I don't know, but I am a little worried about Conner at least having a role where Bell was more like 20 touches a game instead of 25 touches a game or something like that. He'd still be amazing. But, all right. So
Lamar, I still think the best solution is a trade. Everyone's saying that the Steelers won't do it, and everyone is probably right. But if there was a team out there that needed a running back, I don't think the cost would be anywhere close to even one first round pick for him.
All right, Dave, let's move on here. Let's get to Andrew's question. PPR league. I had McKinnon. I need running backs. I have Tevin Coleman and Rex Burkhead as my starters. Well, you got lucky with Coleman. Yeah. Should I trade Travis Kelce for Kenyon Drake and Chris Hogan? I have Kittle on my bench. Give up.
That's a great trade.
Yeah, it's a great trade.
You're winning on that
one.
Oh,
yeah. Good job. Kyle from Central Pennsylvania. Dear Turtle, Vinny, E, and Drama.
That's
Entourage, Dave.
Entourage. Thank you.
Half point PPR, 12-team league. I co-own a team, and my co-owner and I are at opposite ends of this one. Pick two in half PPR. Kenyon Drake, Austin Eckler, Tevin Coleman. Oh, you know what? This changes now. This was
right,
sent in before.
Right, because Freeman's out. Yeah. Coleman's a must.
Easy one.
And you'll go Drake over Eckler. But Eckler is a sleeper this week.
Yeah.
And in PPR, wouldn't be surprising at all if he gave you 13, 14 points.
Dave, I don't think on Friday's show I did a good enough job telling everybody how excited I am about Tommy John as a sponsor. This is like, just go to TommyJohn.com right now and check out.
Me go to Tommy John right now?
Yeah, no, go to TommyJohn.com/FFT and just take a look.
All right.
TommyJohn.com/FFT. That's where you get 20% off. So they have incredibly comfortable underwear that I'm going to be honest with you, I have not worn yet. But I'm going to tell you the truth when I get. I never lie. I don't lie to my listeners. Our listeners. I want you to know I'm getting. That should be coming this weekend, maybe early next week. So I'm really excited about this. I had a call with Tommy John. They're really excited about their women's line, which sold out really quickly, but now it's back in stock. So they have women's underwear now. They also have t-shirts. They have undershirts. They have really a lot of stuff on TommyJohn.com/FFT. And again, you get 20% off your first order. So give it a shot. Tommy John, this is what they say. Tommy John doesn't give an F. They give three Fs. Fabric, fit, and function. They obsess over every little detail and stitch by using proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. So you are getting a no wedgie guarantee, and you are getting extremely comfortable underwear and clothing. And I'm very excited for it. Dave, pretty nice selection, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking through it right now. This is the kind of Tommy John that fantasy baseball players like.
Yes, exactly.
Fantasy football players like it too, but the Tommy John surgery, it's a baseball thing.
Yeah.
That's me making a baseball joke.
No, it's an obvious joke to make. I wanted to make it myself. But yeah, you can get 20% off at TommyJohn.com/FFT. Men's clothes, women's clothes, extremely comfortable, extremely nice, and I cannot wait to get it hopefully this weekend, and I will report back to everybody as soon as we've got it. Okay, let's finish off with a few more emails here. This is from Joe Pig from Madison, Alabama, home of the brand new AA baseball team, the Trash Pandas. Cool.
Wow.
After 1 week, there's a frustrated Kelce owner willing to trade in a 10-team half PPR league. I'd give him Thielen and Kerryon Johnson. Thielen and Kerryon Johnson for Kelce and Josh Gordon. In a three-receiver league. Would you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Ryan in Minnesota, better long-term value, Chris Carson or Bilal Powell?
I'll still take the Seahawk over the Jet.
This is from Akwi. Good morning, Marty, Wendy, Ruth, and Jonah. More Ozark. We really got to watch this show. I had AJ Green last night.
Congratulations on your victory.
Should I start Amari Cooper, Quincy Enunwa, Marquise Goodwin or Chris Godwin?
Well, Goodwin's not expected to play. Enunwa is kind of the hot name right now, but I think volume will be his friend. I don't see the upside in Amari Cooper's matchup, so let's go with Enunwa.
Gray the trade from Dylan. Give up McCaffrey, Jordan Howard, and Trey Burton. It's good players here. McCaffrey, Jordan Howard, and Trey Burton. Get Le'Veon Bell and Travis Kelce. He has James Conner.
If you take McCaffrey out of the deal, it's great. You're giving up too much to get Le'Veon Bell, even if you have Conner.
Okay, he also has Melvin Gordon. So he would have... Yeah.
My God, he's got like a dream team.
And though. Adrian Peterson. So for him, it's a...
Put Peterson in there.
Yeah, try that. Yeah.
Get McCaffrey out, put in Peterson.
This is from Bob in Pennsylvania. Dear Odell, Jarvis, Brandon, and DJ.
Those are LSU Tigers.
standard scoring, deep 16-team league, 32-man rosters. Wow. I need two flexes for this week. Jordan Wilkins, Keelan Cole, Austin Eckler, Philip Lindsay, Paul Richardson, and Ben Watson. Two of them in standard.
I believe I have Cole ahead of Lindsay. I am confirming. I am looking. I might be incorrect. I am incorrect. I have Lindsay ahead of Keelan Cole in non-PPR. So I would go with him and Austin Eckler.
All right.
Those are nice options in a 16-team league with 32-man rosters.
Give me a name and a city, please.
Francis from Monticello, New Jersey.
And everybody calls him Cycle. Psycho. Cycle. Come on, Adam. Wake up. Dear Michael, Ben, and Christian. This is so easy.
It is.
Right?
It
Michael, is Ben, it? And Christian. Man, I have no idea. It? Even Google doesn't know. In a half-point PPR league, would you drop Philip Lindsay for Sony Michel?
I hate letting go of Lindsay so soon. And if you can afford to be patient, I would do it because I think Sony Michel will be worth the wait.
And P.S., who is the best Madden player on the podcast?
I think it's probably Heath.
It's definitely Heath.
I just started picking it up again. I used to be very good. I ran the no huddle to perfection, man. I was great. My son has started playing it more. My no huddle background has come back to me. And I've been crushing my 14-year-old son in Madden.
Yeah, not me. I was good at game day. NFL game day 99 was a really bad game. It was like the worst game day, and I was so good at it. That was my jam. Dear, this is from Jimmy in Boston. Dear the good, the bad, and the ugly, parentheses Adam.
Aw.
AJ Green, nice. Owner here. Is there any reason to change strategy for the rest of my lineup now that I have a huge lead? Should I start someone with a higher floor over a player with a higher ceiling? Like Kenny Stills and Matt Breida. Start Breida because he might have the higher floor.
Why would you give away that? Why would you give away the higher ceiling here when their floors are probably very similar? I think Stills is the obvious guy to go with.
Couple more emails from somebody who didn't leave a name, Dave. So who's this one from?
This is going to be from Simon.
From? Where?
Dubuque, Iowa.
Who do you think I should go with? Quincy Enunwa or Austin Eckler, half PPR?
I think Enunwa was a little safer than Eckler.
I need a name and city, please.
Don from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Dear Manning, Brady, Farvin, Unitas.
Those are guys who played football.
Yeah, I think so.
Not sure which position, though.
Two running backs and a flex to start this week in a full point PPR. All right, two running backs. Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, Deion Lewis, Adrian Peterson, Chris Carson. PPR.
We're going to go with Adrian Peterson and Deion Lewis.
Wow.
Assuming Leonard Fournette is not going to play. And yeah, that's what we're going with.
Now
McCoy's
we need a
not
flex.
Bad, though. But we get a flex, right?
Yep. Fournette, okay. McCoy, Carson, Kelvin Benjamin, Marquise Goodwin.
So you get McCoy in your lineup there.
There you go. From David, Keelan Cole or Chris Godwin, half PPR?
Godwin, whether D-Jax plays or not.
From Corey, Royce or James White, PPR?
Royce.
From Ibrahim, Chris Hogan, Chris Godwin, Quincy Enunwa, Kenny Stills. I need to sit one in PPR. Hogan, Godwin, Enunwa, Stills.
It's going to be Godwin.
That's it, Dave. We're done.
Well, until radio later.
Until radio. Saturday night radio show. We'll hear from you then. 10 p.m. Yeah. Eastern. Tune in.
If you didn't email us, it's not too late. Call us.
Yeah. The number is 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. I'll be giving that out plenty on Saturday night show. And make sure you tune in for Fantasy Football Today, Sunday, noon, 10 Eastern on CBS Sports HQ. Dave? Full Le'Veon Bell song in 3, 2, 1, now.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants banged up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his backup off the waiver wire. It's alright. I've got Le'Veon Bell. If I lose, there's a flex. I know I'm in a mess. Well,
starters sick. They say Chart is legit. Heath and Adam shared a team. It was a dumpster fire.